Big news this morning that we kind of all saw coming. Daily Wire, Jeremy, has announced Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship, end quote, 1.9 million views this morning, about an hour ago. And we kind of saw this coming. And first off, I just want to say people at Daily Wire have always been nice to me. Super, I think, cool employees. Love me some Michael Knowles. Matt Walsh. Great people there. But we kind of saw this storm brewing, particularly with Ben Shapiro. As you know, Candace Owens is a stalwart warrior against the pokey poke. You know what I'm talking about. That medical injection. She's against that. She had some very strong words to say about American culture. And also she's crossed swords with Shapiro on his, I would say, irrational support that Israel can do no wrong. I know that's controversial, but I think Ben Shapiro has gone way too far on this. And I suspect ultimately that's what this all about. I tried to find the video and I couldn't find the actual Ben Shapiro video, but I thought it was completely without class what Shapiro did to Candace Owens. And so this is the closest I get. Excuse the sort of like Gen Z edit. I didn't make it. It's someone else. But let me, whoop, that's the wrong thing. Let me find it here. I think this is it here.
Okay. Well, can you answer why Jews are so special?
Here it is.
I'm not going to respond with the same ad hominem attack.
Deranged, crazy anti-Semite Candace Owens.
When that Kanye situation went down, I was being threatened by a person named Rabbi Shmuley, the person that Michael Jackson put on his enemy list, the person that I had never heard of, was threatening me and saying that unless I came out and said things explicitly against Kanye, he would effectively ruin my life.
Well, I hope you heard the overriding part, which is that I don't want to make it personal with her. I don't really consider us friends anymore.
I am team at helping
her. Oh, that's a good
the overriding part, which is that I don't want to make it personal with her. I don't really consider us friends anymore.
I am team God, okay? I'm team God.
I'm mainly referring to this clip here with Shapiro. Is that a fundraiser? And, you know, can't just throw your team under the bus. Not cool. Not cool. So, Candace Owens, God bless her. By the way, you know, I've seen over the years Candace Owens on stage, on YouTube, all that. I got to meet her. As you know, I interviewed her amazing husband, George Farmer, last year, and I was able to meet her, and I was kind of curious, like, what is Candace Owens going to be like in real life? She's very strong, very well-spoken, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but she was literally barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, cooking dinner, the sweetest little domestic wife you could ever imagine, and a good mother to her kids, so I was very impressed with her on the personal level, but she's now started her locals, and I just want to let her give her shout out. This is her recent message from today.
Hey guys, it's Candace. The rumors are true. I am free. Welcome to my locals page. So much to talk about. Obviously, I'm going to take a couple of weeks here just to rebuild and to refocus and to create something that is actually mine and something that can't be threatened or taken because it belongs to me. I can't tell you enough how much your support has meant to me over the years. We're just getting started. Join the locals page, obviously, here. You can support me and my work as an independent journalist, as an independent podcaster. We're still going to be doing 5 days a week. There'll be tons of announcements coming in the next couple of weeks. And I guess the last thing I want to say is thank you. And for those of you that don't want to be on locals and just want to support in any capacity, you can head to gocandace.com. Thank you, guys.
So there it is. Now, I think this is kind of the commentary here. I'll take a couple questions here. We're on the live chat on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter X. I think the interesting thing here is we're seeing the shift. We've seen sort of the emergence of multimedia companies. And now I think we're seeing the shift towards more independent creators. Obviously, Tucker Carlson is one. Now, Candace. And we have to ask the question, as time goes on, will people like Dr. Jordan Peterson, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, other great minds who are bringing some good content, challenging the culture, I think that's the key, will they also move towards a more independent approach to media, content, journalism, etc.? I think so. I think so. I've always tried myself to be more independent and not join up with a team. So I'm going to go to comments and questions now. What do you guys think? Is this a good thing? By the way, I think this is a major L for Daily Wire. I think this is a loss for Daily Wire. And again, I have nothing but good things to say about the team at Daily Wire. When I went there, everyone was super chill, super cool, very nice, skilled. I sat in on the Matt Walsh show. I sat in on Candace's show, and I was just blown away by the professionalism and the quality of production there. So I got good things to say about Daily Wire. I think this is unfortunate, but ultimately I'm happy for Candace. So I'm going to go into some comments and questions now. Oh, before I do, one last thing. I think the powers that be, and maybe it's Ben Shapiro, their pushback against Candace has to do with three things. Number one, the JQ, right? Any discussion about Israel, Zionism, any of that is labeled anti-Semitic from the get-go. That's a problem. Secondly is the pokey poke, the P-Fizzer injection. Yes, I know how to properly pronounce P-Fizzer, but we say P-Fizzer. That's a problem. But also, if you listen to Candace, you follow Candace on Twitter, there is a white pill emergence. There is an arc towards God, towards Christ. I don't know her well enough to say where it's going or what it is, but that also, I think, maybe plays a part in this. Okay, so I think those are the three big issues that's going on here. And personally, I'm kind of excited to see the new content of Candace Owens liberated or no longer related to having to have this sort of backdoor discourse that spills out into the public with Ben Shapiro. Okay, your comments and your questions coming in. You may have noticed that more and more recently, I am restricting the live chat to subscribers here on the YouTube channel. A lot of people were mad and they said, "You're making people pay." No, it's you can subscribe to this YouTube channel. By the way, you should subscribe to the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast on YouTube, and it's free. So I'm not charging you to leave a comment. I'm just saying, if you want to leave a comment, I want it to be my actual subscribers and not a bunch of trolls. So if you want to leave a comment, subscribe. And also, while you're at it, like this video. Hit that like button, share it, get on it. All right, your comments and your questions. Here is Kate. She says, Daily Wire has been awesome in allowing Walsh, Knowles, and Owens to speak their minds. Daily Wire challenged the forced jab as well. Owens saying she is now free is a bit disingenuous. I don't think so. And by the way, you said Daily Wire challenged the forced jab as well. I mean, you got to remember Shapiro from day one was promoting that pokey poke. So, yeah, I mean, there's sound and sane voices, but it wasn't a united front. Now, you know, it's kind of covered over. They got the the spackle and some sheetrock, a sheetrock guy to come, but there you go. All right. Mr. Nacho says, I live and support both Candace and Daily Wire. Wish them both love and success. I do too, by the way. I think Daily Wire hosts some great content. Big fan of Michael Knowles. They're the ones that I watch. I benefit from them. So there you go. Shapiro was all in on the vax, called everybody dumb for not doing it. His mea culpa was weak. Nita says Shapiro pushed the jab hard. Mac Thompson says Candace is right, Ben is wrong. That's all there is. The only ones who seem to have a problem with her also seem to have a problem with Christ. Funny coincidence. And that's the thing, you know, Shapiro said some offensive things about Christ, particularly on Joe Rogan. So let me just get this straight, Ben Shapiro. You can make fun of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, true God and true man, but you won't allow anybody to say anything about Zionism? Like, why the double standard? Not cool. Rodrigo says, Shapiro interviewed Bishop Barron and asked him, should I convert and become a Catholic to go to heaven? Barron's response, no. Yeah, that was absolutely shameful. And that's when I sort of was critical of Ben Shapiro on that. I was critical of Bishop Barron on that response to Ben Shapiro. And Bishop Barron responded by calling me an extremist and blocking me. P. Cola says, Knowles and Wash are the primary reason I watch Daily Wire. Hopefully Candace will do more things with her husband, George Farmer. That would be awesome. Agreed. Scribbler 007 says, yep, I don't watch Shapiro anymore, and actually for a long time. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Shapiro, and then you saw Dave Rubin. I mean, they're conservatives, but do they really represent our values? All right, we'll do a couple more comments and questions here. James Lawler says, I'm a Daily Wire supporter, but I don't believe that the presenters have a completely free hand in all their views. James, I'd be interested, why do you say that? Why do you think that the presenters are perhaps restricted in speaking completely free? Richard, a.k.a. Loco V, says, Daily Wire Bunch smokes cigars. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. This was actually facts right here. Pablo says, John MacArthur, who's the Protestant Reformed Baptist, I believe he's a Reformed Baptist theologian, did a better job handling Shapiro than Bishop Barron. I agree. If I were sitting across the table from Ben Shapiro, I would say, do you believe that your fulfillment of the Torah merits you entry into heaven? And we would have a discussion on keeping the law, keeping the Torah. And if you don't keep the Torah, the wages of sin is death. So you need some kind of redeemer, savior, atonement, sacrifice. And rabbinical Jews don't have that. They need a Mashiach. They need a Messiah. They need a sacrifice. They need all these things. But the temple and the priesthood have been out of commission since when? The first century, when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said that within one generation, 40 years, the temple would be destroyed. And it was destroyed in the year 70, the year of our Lord. This would be a great conversation to have if I could have it with Ben Shapiro. Instead of Bishop Barron giving him the Dare We Hope All Men Be Saved, Von Balthasar, beige Catholicism, as he calls it. One last comment and question coming in from the Dr. Taylor Marshall audience. Cigars are basically Catholic dogma at this point. Not really. Nikki says, I will continue to support Daily Wire and Candace wherever she goes, though some of her opinions I disagree. I like what she represents. Blessing for all parties. Shapiro once said Jesus was weak. I believe what Shapiro said is that Christ was a failed revolutionary, which is very offensive. He also made a joke about the sequel to The Passion of the Christ, which was not good. All right, I'm looking for a question here. There's lots of them. I got to go through them because they're not all appropriate. Chris says, Ruben, Shapiro, Levine are just a few reasons I don't watch DW, Daily Wire. All right, John Wick. Hey, John. Rare listen to Shapiro or Owens. I tune in to Matt Walsh from Daily Wire. Curious if Jeremy is more flexible with employees or whether this is a sign more may leave Daily Wire. That's a good question. I don't know. I've never met Jeremy. But I think they do. From what I can tell, there is a solid staff there of highly competent, qualified people at Daily Wire. I just want to stress that. I mean, their production, what they've been able to accomplish is truly amazing. I mean, I was blown away touring their facilities, and they have truly talented people on screen and off screen. But does this signal, this is what John Wick said, let me see if I lost his comment. Here it is. Is this something sustainable? And are there certain things that you can and cannot talk about or you'll be asked to leave? Or someone like Shapiro is going to start making offhanded comments in public like he did about Candace, which lacks class. You know, and that you may not directly just say you're fired, but when you start talking down about your team, your talent, your staff, that just causes talent to leave. You know, no one wants to work for someone and then their boss is on video dogging them to the world, especially when you're both public figures. Not cool. Not good. I haven't watched Ben Shapiro for a long time. He never comes down on right side of any of the important issues. You know, I mean, I still do check in and watch some Ben Shapiro, but you know, a lot of it has become him just laughing at TikTok videos, which some of the stuff actually is pretty funny, but real, insightful, philosophical, theological, metaphysical insights into the culture war, less and less, in my opinion, in my observation. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know in the comments and the questions. And also, how much of this has to do with the rabbi? You know? Make sure you like the video. How much does that have to do with the rabbi? Zorn says, Shapiro is very disrespectful to Christ. Agreed. Agreed. He gets to hold a double standard. Shapiro gets to hold a double standard. He gets to mock Christians and Christianity, but then clutches the pearls. All right. Well, there it is. Pray for Candace Owens. Just had a baby recently. And let's see where this goes. I think it's going to be ultimately a win. And I think ultimately this is going to be a loss for Daily Wire, as much as I like the people at Daily Wire. We'll just see how it goes. Thanks for watching. Pray your rosary every day or you're not on the team. Read your Bible every single day. Find the traditional Latin Mass. Attend the traditional Latin Mass. Lent is here. We're in Lent. Palm Sunday is this Sunday. Holy Week is next week. Good Friday. Holy Saturday. Pascha. Pasch. Paschal Sunday. Easter is upon us. Make sure on Good Friday you fast. You deny yourself. You suffer. Christ suffered for you. Take up your cross and follow him. And until next time, remember our Lord Jesus Christ says, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed.